Hello and welcome to WSHID's special ongoing program with me, Dr. D. I am noted podiatrist and phlebotomist, and this is my show, What Happened to Your Foot? However, tonight we are going to take a little bit of a detour away from your beautiful feet to spend an hour discussing a very hot topic indeed, masks. Should we wear them? Should we not wear them? Do they make us safer or less safe? Did our forefathers write in the Constitution that we had the protection against surgical mask tyranny? And what is that smell when I put on the mask? So many bad breaths out there. I'm going to try and navigate through that, if you will. So many more important questions we will answer. But first, let me introduce my guests. We have two opposing viewpoints from people on the street. Our goal tonight is to have very calm, rational conversation around masks and the practice of wearing them or not wearing them, if you choose. Our first guest is Karen Moskowitz, an essential oil salesperson and an internet activist. Karen believes that we are suffering from mass mind control by being asked and then forced to wear masks. Karen, what say you? What's wrong with your foot and what do you think about the masks?
What I want to say is we the people will work day and night to clean every single seat if need be. We will get together and do a citizen's arrest on every single human being that goes against the freedom of choice, okay? You cannot mandate, you literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing people. And we the people are waking up and we know what citizen's arrest is because citizen's arrests are already happening. Okay? And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you, doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity. Every single one of you have a smirk behind that little mask, but every single one of you are going to get punished by God. Okay? 6 feet, like I said before, is military protocol. You're trying to get the people to train them so when the cameras, the 5G comes out, what? They're gonna scan everybody. We gotta get scanned. We gotta get temperatured. The kids have to go to school with masks. Are you insane? Are you crazy? I think all of you should be in a psych ward right the heck now. Because none of you know what the hell you are all talking about.
Karen, this is a very well thought out position and I appreciate your point of view. Let's take a quick commercial break and we allow everyone to take their medicine. We'll be right back after these words.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Or I say, you put the pictures of everybody up on the wall.
Yeah.
And you don't tell them whose voice goes with which picture.
That's good.
But you put a number on there and you get, and you can, if you choose to guess, you choose to guess.
Yeah.
Like if you put numbers.
You at least got an idea.
Yes, you have an idea. This is one of these people, right? One of these 10 people is talking to me right now and I'm really attracted to her. And only you can only go on that vacation and get married if you're both pick the right number with the right voice and you guys fall in love. That's it.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
5:30!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. In case you didn't get us last time, I will quickly and briefly review what we discussed about The Commercial Break. After 850-odd episodes of The Commercial Break, big changes are coming to TECB. Starting next week or the week after that, you'll have to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break to tune into all of the finer details. Chrissy and I will start broadcasting all of the recordings that we do here, except for the interviews. We will still be doing those in private, in secret. I don't know how the celebrities would react to actually having 10 people watching them. on Twitch, on YouTube, maybe on Instagram and TikTok. You can follow us at The Commercial Break and we will let you know. And also, I guess from the way in which we do the show will be a little bit more methodical than it is right now. We will be breaking
anything would be more methodical
than the way we do the show right now.
Well, we might have different days that are different themes or topics.
Thematically, the show is going to change, so just hang on tight. Mm-hmm. Instead of doing 10 random thoughts in an episode, or sometimes 20, we might just be doing one,
yes,
or maybe two. I don't know how we're going to do it. We might throw that in the trash as soon as we start, but we're going to do our best. So stay tuned.
A little Hambone and Hoadley thrown in there.
That's right, Hambone and
Possibly
Hoadley.
Possibly a little true crime, maybe some
Reviews we'll talk about.
Dating.
We're going to get into theming out the show, and then at some point we may gate some of the days that we do. And what I mean by gate is make it paid content. That's just to help support what we do here at the show. And if you can afford it, great. And if you can't, we'll work it out. Don't worry.
Yeah, there'll still be free stuff.
There'll still be free stuff. Lots of free stuff. We're not going anywhere free-wise. You can still have the show with ads and all that good stuff. Okay. All right. But starting today, let's see if we can make our way through talking about one topic and one topic only, and that is the television shows that we are currently watching. And if my hands look like I've dipped them in red ink,
it's, you got dye.
I got dye all over my hands. Food coloring, actually, is what it is. So anyway, I'm not going to go down that road. We're talking about television shows.
Okay.
I just wanted to warn anybody that's watching on YouTube that you know, my hands aren't bloody. They're just full of red ink. I have been watching The Diplomat.
We were just, talking about that. Jeff and I blew through it. And
I'm ripping through it.
The third season, so good. God, it's such a great show. I can't say enough good things about it.
It is. There are episodes that I think move along quicker than others. I think some feel a little bit filly to me, like they're filling a little bit of time. But I will say, with only 6, 7, or 8 episodes per season,
mm-hmm,
you know, I was thinking about this last night in the shower as I was watching one of the episodes. I was thinking, it used to be like when I watched The West Wing, there are 22 episodes per
season.
That's what a season was. Now, and that's 22 hours of a particular season. And man, are there so many great episodes in a 22 season, especially the first 4 of The West Wing. But there certainly are filler episodes too. I just wish there wasn't the filler episodes with a season that's only 6 episodes. But The Diplomat is fantastic. Carrie Russell is amazing.
And I love her husband, too.
He is so good.
He is so good. Allison
Janney's in it now.
Yes.
Allison Janney is from The West Wing. She played C.J. Craig on The West Wing, the press secretary.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because I don't see it. Bradley Whitford, who was also a main star, if not the main star in The West Wing, made one appearance for 3 minutes on one episode in season 5, like the last episode of season 5.
Okay.
But I haven't seen him back.
Oh, you'll see him.
He comes back?
Yeah, yeah.
Bradley Whitford comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I was like, is that just a nod to what a lot of people are comparing The Diplomat to The West Wing?
Sure.
I don't think they're anything alike, if I'm being honest. But now Allison Janney is the president at this point. You'll go through. I hope I didn't blow anything for you. Sorry.
Well, you learn that if you watch the last season.
Yeah, if you watch season 2, then you know that Allison Janney became president by default. But she is so good in this role. So good in this role. Everybody is so good in their respective roles in this television show. I don't think it's anything like The West Wing.
I don't see that either. I mean, there's some similarities.
Yeah.
And of course, now we've got some of the actors from that show.
Yeah, now we've got some crossover with actors. Mm-hmm. But I think this is way more dramatic and like unrealistic scenarios. I'm not saying they couldn't happen. I'm saying they likely wouldn't happen. Like The West Wing seemed very rooted in some kind of reality, except for a couple of different episodes where things just they ratcheted up the drama by making things extra dramatic. But I think this is a fun show to watch in the sense that it's not always grounded in super reality. I love it. I think Carrie Russell deserves an Emmy for this.
Oh, me too.
This role.
She does a great job. She and Allison Janney were on Andy Cohen's show, Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. You've got to watch. I'll send you the episode.
Okay, please.
They were great. Oh, they're together.
Please send that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Carrie. Carrie Russell is so beautiful, in my opinion. She is just a gorgeous woman. But she is one of the best actresses of our time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure of it. As is Allison Janney. And she's she's won a bunch of stuff. Emmys and she won an Oscar. So I don't know. She was in something.
She's won a lot.
That she was nominated for an Oscar. If you're not watching The Diplomat, you're really missing out on a lot of good politically, government drama kind of thing. If that's your thing, action, spies, you know, malfeasance, crazy kooky characters, high in government offices, then this is the show for you. It's also an international show, so they're moving all over the world and doing this and doing that.
Yeah, which is fun to see, and that's on Netflix.
Yeah, the West Wing was stuck in the West Wing for the most part on every episode.
At least it wasn't called the East Wing.
Yeah, that's true. The East Wing no longer there. I'm watching the West Wing also again for like the 55th time.
Yeah, you've definitely watched that.
Yeah. Oh, I've watched it so many. I mean, some of these episodes I've memorized at this point, but every time I seem to pick out something new when I'm watching it, and I love it in that sense. Mm-hmm. And the theme song, it's almost worth watching an episode of the West Wing just for the theme song. It makes you long for the days when government was, we thought, might be working on behalf of the people. But I was trying to think if they did any shots from the East Wing. Mm-hmm. And they did, on occasion, do some stuff from the East Wing, mainly when it came to Mrs. Bartlett or, you know, the president's wife, the first lady. So it's a great show, The Diplomat. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Tune in. Yes.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about something that you turned me on to, and that's, what is it, The Chair? The Chair Company?
The Chair Company. Wow.
So I've seen 2 episodes and a half.
Okay.
So
and there's 4 out now. So
And this is on HBO.
Oh, wait. Just wait. It is wild.
It is. It's bizarre. It's funny. It's Tim Robinson,
mm-hmm.
right? That's his name.
His name. And he is...
And he plays just such a great character.
I don't know how to describe... He is a paranoid, weird, kooky, nuanced, or unnuanced.
Give us the premise again.
The premise is this. It's pretty simple, actually. Tim Robinson plays a husband and a worker at a company that builds malls. Builds and refurbishes malls. And now they're building a new mall in town, and he has been assigned like the head of that project, right?
Yeah.
So he's got a big job. He's got a big promotion. He's got a big job. The very first episode, we kind of see him go through this promotion. He's giving his first big speech. We already can see from the first scene, he's a kooky character. He's Tim Robinson. All of the hijinks that come with Tim are still there, but it's a much more serious, the way it's shot, kind of dimly lit, mm-hmm. and with the overtones of the musicality of the show, it feels like a drama, but it's Tim being Tim. Yeah. So it's hilarious at the same time. The only thing that I could liken it to would maybe be Barry, like the show Barry.
Yeah, I could kind of see that, right?
But the characters weren't as, they were crazy in Barry, but it wasn't as wild
kooky
of a show. Yeah, it wasn't as kooky of a show. So Tim,
it's almost like The Office.
Kind of, yeah. There's
flavor,
a little office
there's a sprinkling
in there
of The Office.
It's hard to describe,
I know,
really.
It is.
Yeah, it's there are other things that are like it, but this is Tim.
So the thing is that he falls. He goes, gives a little speech up in front of the whole company.
The president of the company's there, the CEO. He introduces Tim. Tim gives like a 2-minute speech about the new mall and heading up the project and how he's grateful. He's very nervous about this speech. And then he goes to sit down in a chair, and the chair breaks when he sits. Embarrassing moment for him, for sure. And everyone laughs at him, or he thinks everybody's laughing at him. And people are helping him up. And, you know, okay, an incidental situation that happened that most of us would go, that was embarrassing, but it's not the end of the world. And it wasn't my fault. It was the chair's fault, right? I mean, the chair broke. Well, Tim gets super paranoid about this chair breaking. He thinks that he's been targeted, that this is a conspiracy, that people in the office maybe did it. And then it just gets
wacky. He looks up the chair company and
he gets obsessed.
He does.
Yeah, he gets obsessed, but then he might be right because someone's following him around, telling him to stop calling the chair company, stop looking up the chair company, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
So now he's got reason to be paranoid. And man, does it go balloony toony from there.
There's a little person involved in the closet. I don't know.
There's like a private eye. Yeah, there's like a gangster. There's guys hiding in the closet. Yeah. There's now, I mean, I don't even want to give it away because I want it to
unfold. I'm excited to see where it goes. Yeah.
It goes to a really crazy place this last episode that came out. Okay. I mean, you like, and the show does this good balance of making Tim look just as crazy as he's acting and wondering whether there's actually something there.
Right.
Like, did the chair company do something?
Who is the chair company?
Who is the chair company?
He goes to this warehouse and it's empty.
Where's the chair company? Yeah. They're supposed to be here, but they're not Tekka Chair Company. It's great. Every bit of it is great. Detroiters is another show that Tim did with.
Okay.
I can't remember the name. They were advertising executives, like local advertising executives. Doing creative.
I want to go back and watch that.
You got to watch Detroiters because Detroiters quickly rose up the top of my list once I started watching it. Every episode is fucking hilarious. It is wild. It is outrageous. I need to name this actor because he's really good.
Where can we watch Detroiters?
I think on HBO. I think on HBO Max.
Okay.
Or is it Netflix? It's Netflix. I'm sorry. Watch it on Netflix. The cast is Sam Richardson.
Okay.
Sam Richardson, I think, was on SNL for a couple of seasons, I believe. Was he on SNL? Or maybe not. Maybe he wasn't. He was on Veep. He's been in
Veep.
Ted Lasso. He was in After Party, which is a show that an indie show that a lot of people loved. So these two get up to a bunch of craziness in Detroiters. And this show, there's like three seasons. It's great. Every episode is great. I wish it had continued. They tried to get someone else to bite off on it. It was on Comedy Central. This is like the evolution of Tim Robinson's like kind of dark, weird, crazy, paranoid comedy. And I just love everything about it. And I'm so glad that they're doing this show. And I hope it gets the accolades that it deserves. Because if you like kind of that weird, like just crazy comedy, if you like crazy comedy, you'll be up for this. But there's a through line there. The best kind of crazy comedy is where there's enough touching the ground that it seems like a little bit realistic. And they do a great job of this. I don't know who the directors or writers
are.
I'm sure Tim.
Job.
Yeah, they're doing a great job of moving in and out of this weird world that Tim's creating around a fucking chair breaking.
Yes.
I mean, it's insane.
Yes.
And that's when Tim is best, is taking one simple, idiotic life thing, incident, situation, item, and just going ham on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going ham, apparently, for 7 episodes on a chair. So it's great. You're going to love it.
Okay.
I highly recommend you tune it in. So we love The Diplomat. We love The Chair Company. Be tuning in. I also have to say that I just finished the latest season of Slow Horses, Slough House.
Okay, yeah, Jeff and I were waiting.
We
were waiting until it was all done.
It's all done.
Okay.
It's all done.
Now,
you can watch it.
Okay.
You can watch it, and they actually have a preview at the end of the season. They have a preview for the next season.
Okay, good. They did
that. So that's
last
already
time.
In the can, right?
I love that show. We love it.
I just am all about Slough House. I love Slough House. Listen, it's getting a little ridiculous that Slough House seems to save the day
every time.
Like the worst.
Yes.
The whole premise of Slough House is that when you are in the British Secret Service, MI5, and you fuck up, but they don't want to quite get rid of you, you go to Slough House, where the slow horses are.
Yep.
And it's this rundown, beat-up shack in the middle of London. And
Gary Oldman
is heading this whole...
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
he's perfect.
He's perfect. He's a dirty, disgusting, cigarette-smoking, drinking, smelly, farty guy who just hates everybody and hates the world.
But
he seems
super smart.
Yes. He seems to save the day every time.
Yes.
Yes. So what he's got is essentially a bunch of outcasts that are really the best agents in MI5 living a futile existence in this terrible place. But it's like it's like purgatory for MI5 agents. But apparently they're all the best in the world because they always seem to save the day. They're in the middle of it every time. So it's getting a little ridiculous in that sense. But if you can suspend belief, if you can suspend disbelief for just a moment, then I think that Slow Horses... Slough House is one of the best television shows that Apple is betting on. They were on season 4, and now we know season 5 is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Keep it coming all day long. As long as Gary Oldman's willing to be old and cranky, let it keep going.
Oh, he carries it. I mean, you've got to have him.
Yeah, I wonder where Gary Oldman and him, his character, start and stop.
Like, I know.
He just seems like a job where he can walk in, act miserable, yeah, smoke cigarettes, and pretend to drink booze.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And the one thing I will note is in this season, he's got kind of a handler, a secretary that looks over him.
Oh, right. You
know, yeah.
Yeah.
And she is... She's not letting him smoke this season. So he does get a couple of cigarettes in here or there, but she's like, right from the first episode, she's like, you got to put that out. The doctor said not to smoke. But I'm like, I want my Gary Oldman smoking all the time.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I like smoking in television and movies. I liked, you know, listen, anybody that tells you that smoking ain't fun is lying to you. Smoking is fun, but it will kill you. That's the problem. It will kill you. You shouldn't smoke. Mm-mm. No one should smoke.
But it does look good in film.
It looks good. Great. Mm-hmm. It's so cool. It looks so cool. Smoking looks so cool. But it smells bad. It stains your fingers. Yeah. It makes life miserable. And eventually you start wheezing. And when you start wheezing, you should let it out. And of course, I've got my lineup of TLC shows.
Well, I was going to say, now this isn't TLC, but have you dipped your toe in the Love is Blind episode?
No.
New season. Yeah.
We were not.
I might be done.
Yeah, we were not jazzed by the last season. It was okay.
I think I might be done after this one.
Yeah. I think it's run its course, if I'm being honest. It was a great COVID experiment that it was shocking that they could do this. But now everybody who's in on Love is Blind
wants to be on TV.
Yeah. It's one of those reality shows, like all reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
They jump the shark. They are eventually, they're eventually like parodies of themselves, essentially. And I think Love is Blind did that about 3 seasons ago, but this last season, 1 season ago, it was clear to me that none of these people, I think, were really in it for love.
Well,
I think they're in it for fame.
Yeah, and this season they do a big reunion at the end, and I mean, I was just cursing myself, like, why am I even watching this? It was just so dumb.
It was.
All of the stuff that comes out.
Yeah.
I won't. If you're not going to watch it, I'll tell you.
I'm not going to watch
Nobody gets married.
Nobody?
No one.
Not one?
No.
Wow, that's a new record for Love is Blind. Because they know that it's not a ridiculous premise. People can fall in love instantaneously and get married. Listen, Astrid and I got married in a year. Like, I mean, we did. We got married a year after meeting each other. And 10 years, 11 years later, we're still together. So I'm not judging how fast or how slow someone gets married or whatever it is. But, you know, is love really blind?
Yeah.
I think most of the time not. And I think that's proven time and time again.
I like the premise of it, but there does also have to be that chemistry in person.
It's got to be there.
Yeah.
It's got
to
be there.
In order to have sex with the person.
Yes.
Live with the person.
Yes.
Be together, have children with the person. Yes.
And how can you spend 10 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours in a compartment not looking at somebody and fall in love with them? Okay, I get it. There's some energy building up between the two. You know you're not getting to the next step unless you get engaged. So there's incentive already. If you want to be famous, if you want to be on television, if you want to go on vacation, if you want this ride to continue, you've got to get engaged. So it's highly incentivized on the wrong things, not the right things. The first season, we didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, okay, no one knew that. The second season, maybe some people didn't know it. The third season, But the third season ends up having one of the best love stories of them all. And that is the love story where, the song plays at the end. If you what was that? If you wanna give it up on dance, just dance.
Oh, you remember?
He falls in love with somebody. It quickly becomes. He falls in love with two women. He dumps one of them. He picks the one that's clearly not the right choice. We all were yelling at the screen. They go. 2 days later, they're like, this isn't working. It's not for us.
Yeah.
And he comes crawling back to the original woman in her hometown. And it's the best love story. And now they are married with children. They have married and they have kids. So I will say that it just goes to show, like, this experiment is a little bit broken in the sense that it incentivizes the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The right thing is, yes, the personality matches and all that.
Values. And, religions and whatever, all
but
of the things.
Learn that after you fuck them.
Because
that's how most of us do it. Make sure your dick fits in the right hole first. You know what I'm saying? That's just basic human anatomy. I'm not trying to rabble-rouse. I'm just being honest. It it will not work if you're not attracted to that person.
Yeah, maybe they don't need to make it with a marriage. Maybe they could somehow change it to where it's like you move in together.
Yes.
That's where things go wrong.
Yes.
If we're being honest.
Or I say you put the pictures of everybody up on the wall.
Yeah.
And you don't tell them whose voice goes with which picture.
Ooh, that's good.
But you put a number on there and you get, and you can, if you choose to guess, you choose to guess.
Yeah.
Like if you put numbers.
You at least got an idea.
Yes, you have an idea. This is one of these people, right? One of these 10 people is talking to me right now and I'm really attracted to her. And you can only go on that vacation and get married if you're both pick the right number with the right voice and you guys fall in love. That's it. And then it's like a game show, right? I think they need to make it. Nick mm-hmm. and whatever, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get that. Of course, they show up for 2 minutes every season.
I know.
I thought they were executive producers. They are not
really
executive producers.
They're just the hosts.
Yeah, they get paid like $12,000 a season.
They've got to have some part of it now.
There's got to be something. Yeah, there's got to be something to pay them to go ask dumb questions at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has been a huge hit, but I think it's jumped the shark.
I think so too. Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm done.
I'm not biting on season. What is it? Season seven now? Six?
Six? I think.
Seven? Something like that. I'm not biting on season six or seven. And forget about all the other cultures. You know, Sweden, UK.
I tried
to watch UK. That's
yeah. I tried to watch the UK one too, and I didn't like it either.
Yeah. And now Married at First Sight, which is different but similar. Which I think there's a better chance of those people getting along, right? Because at least you see them when you're walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have like experts that help you along and coach you and all this other stuff. And the experts match you guys together.
Yes.
So they have a better hitting rate, the hitting average, I think, batting average. I don't think they're actually broadcasting that on the television anymore. I think you got to go to Paramount Plus or Lifetime or whatever it is. But anyway, Married at First Sight Australia is the best of the bunch because everybody wants to be famous. They know they're there to be famous and they don't give a shit. They just rabble rouse and cause trouble. And that's fine with me. If we're going to deal with what we're going to deal with, let us deal with it. That's it. All right. But still, TLC still hitting home runs with some of the programming.
Okay.
Married at First Sight, I'm out.
Yeah.
Married at First Sight the other way is a little interesting this year. But Married at First Sight with the same five fucking people, you know, is everyone's whatever. I don't care anymore. But there are a couple of shows. Seven Little Johnstons, Out Loud, Baylen Out Loud, which is the girl who has extreme Tourette's syndrome. That show's pretty fun and funny to watch. But Seeking Sister Wives is still.
Really?
Still up there. Yes, because the same idiots are back and new idiots are there and everyone's trying to fuck everybody else.
Really?
Yes, I wanted you to watch a little bit of it with me and tell me what you think.
Okay.
So let's do that. We'll take a break.
Okay.
And we'll watch some of the most recent season.
Cody's still there.
No, that is Sister Wives. That's a whole different show. Okay. No, all those people are divorced, by the way.
That's what I thought.
Not one sister wife left. Not one. I mean, there's one.
So I was confused.
Yeah, but the other four or five, ten, whatever they were, they all left. Now they're all dating. Now they're all on Tinder. They're Tinder people now. I don't know.
OnlyFans.
Yeah, it's a whole different show now. Now it's like single sister wives, I guess. Seeking single sister wife. Yeah.
Seeking single wives.
Yes. Yeah, seeking one wife. All right. We'll be back.
Okay. You're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker, and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
Okay, let me turn you on to a little bit of Seeking Sister Wives.
Okay.
Here, hold on.
This show.
The show is wild. All right, now, The guy that we're going to introduce you to, I'll just let you make the judgment call here. You make the judgment call.
So, you know, you guys have been part of our journey as we've been growing our family.
This guy's name is Reed.
And we are going to continue growing it. But this time, not with a baby.
Okay.
Hey, well, the family, he's saying this to the family.
Yeah, this is Reed. Reed's talking to his family. He's letting everyone know that he's going to grow without his family. Tell me what you think about Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to make assumptions based on someone's affectation, but it...
Yeah.
It might or might not sound like Reed is playing for both teams. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. We're actually seeking a sister wife.
The family
is can't like, even... Huh? They can't even... Oh, this is going to get juicy.
I love it.
Okay, here we go.
So we got the chickens today, huh?
Yeah, it was cold.
Hey, Papa, where's your other sister wife?
She's over there.
Oh,
so sweet. Look at little rooster over there. First of all, you got to know that Reed, they are in a rather small house somewhere, probably rural. And that's fine, whatever. They have five chickens
inside the house
in the kitchen around their small children. Bird flu, dude.
Sweetie, come on.
What are they feeding it too?
What's that?
What are they feeding that? Was that an orange?
Tomato? I don't know. I didn't know chickens ate tomatoes.
I'm Billie Jean.
And we're the Williamsons.
What's the best?
I have never been so excited about saying my name.
And we're the Williamsons.
What's the babies doing?
Okay, so they've got two. Are they twins?
Yeah, they're twins.
I mean, they're young.
Yeah, they're really young. 9 months, 10 months old.
We live in New Ross, Indiana. We are a little bit country.
A little bit rock and roll.
We've got two kids, two dogs. We've got three cats, chickens.
Hello, my lovies.
And we are seeking a sister wife.
Oh.
Sister wife.
Well,
Why is he doing jazz hands every time he talks?
I don't know. He is doing jazz hands a lot.
What's going on?
And what an enticing situation that they've fostered in order to entice someone to come over and be their sister wife.
Yeah.
Two screaming babies, chickens, yes. Cats.
Yes.
Tiny place, Indiana.
Oh, shoot. Well,
the chicken's now on the counter.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even.
No.
She's like, I've got an egg to come out, and I need a place to lay.
Yeah, your kitchen counter sounds like a good place to lay an egg around your
nest up there.
10-month-old child.
I love my chickens. Yeah, I love that for you.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys want some eggs?
They're feeding eggs to the chickens.
What?
Oh, this is all wrong. It's just wrong.
I know you'll eat it.
Oh, my
We've
God.
We've been together
did
for
the,
7 years.
Did the chicken lay the egg and then she fed it?
Yeah, then she boiled it and then she fed it the shell. I guess the shell. Okay. All right. I didn't know chickens ate chicken shells.
Tomatoes and shells.
Tomatoes and shells.
And married for 4. But we've known each other for over 20 years. We met. We were in middle school.
We were both in show choir together, and I was like the star of the show, and she was.
I was on stage crew.
So she was stage crew, and she actually was the one that helped me like get into my outfit. So she was already undressing me a long time before we knew it.
Oh.
I've almost never been so sure about something in my entire life, Chrissy.
I read an article about this the other day, though, and it was about a gay man and his best friend, a woman, and they got married and they were having a baby, and it was like a thing.
This happens. One of the most controversial.
But they both knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the most controversial shows that that has ever aired on TLC was My Husband is Gay, and it was about Mormons who lived in Utah whose husbands were gay. But because they didn't believe in homosexuality, they married women who knew they were gay. And then the guys, then there were a bunch of them, right? A bunch of guys that this was well known in the community.
They would go on retreats.
They,
they would go on camping trips and have book club and have drinking nights. They would hang out together. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
But it was
each to their own.
Yeah. It was so controversial that it only ran for two episodes and they pulled it off air. And you can't find
DLC
it anywhere.
DLC does that with shows.
Yeah. Sometimes they bury it. Well, because when you're going this far off the radar, you're about to have a, you're going to have a fuck up
and
somewhere.
Misses.
Yes.
Oh no, his pacifier fell. I got to get a new one.
The idea for our polygamy family came from me. We had to do IVF because I can't use my own eggs to form an embryo. When we went through our infertility journey, one of my friends donated her eggs for us so we could do IVF. We want a big family, and I think we would have as many kids as possible.
She'd be pregnant right now.
Yeah, the only thing is that we have to do IVF, and so why don't we have someone else come in who wants more kids? And so we can have an even bigger family than what we
can
create.
You mean like a surrogate?
Yeah, or
but
adopting?
One that you, one that you.
This is weird. You're bringing in someone just to fuck your husband?
So we really have been.
I mean, I guess that's what seeking sister wife is, huh?
Talking about adding a sister wife and polygamy for a couple years. She's been talking.
I've been talking about it anyways.
Yeah.
Bringing it up, trying to put a bug in his ear.
Yeah, and I mean, I just really, you know, recently took her serious on it.
Aw, you got the pretty one. That one's sweet.
Oh,
goodness.
I hope whoever this sister wife is
the chicken's
okay with a lot of chicken poop.
Yep.
Yeah, the chicken's shitting all over her. Yeah, I think we can get over the chicken.
She kind of needs to be a little bit more country than city.
I don't know where to begin. Like, are we going to go to the apps? I don't think anyone in small town New Ross is going to.
No, that's why you can set your distance out so you can, like, meet more people.
Throw them that line.
Move that line.
On the app is definitely something to get us, like, our feet in the door and see what
we're,
like.
I mean,
and
then where do you start with the apps? Is it the apps for threesomes? You kind of start there?
I don't know. I'm sure that there are apps. There must be polygamy apps.
Probably.
I would imagine it's popular enough now that you can probably have an app to, consolidate. But there's also, I think on the regular apps, you can just indicate that you're looking for someone else.
You can. No, but I'm saying that for, like, a threesome, though. Or but this is, like, to marry.
Yeah. That's a different whole. That's a whole different bag of wax.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do have to say, I think it's a little, maybe not weird, but I think it's a little shoe on the other foot that it's the women in some of these cases that really are pushing their husband for another wife.
Yeah.
Begins.
Right. We are completely brand new to this. I don't know what we're really getting ourselves into because we have no idea what this life is.
Is life.
Because I was lucky enough to get one. I don't know if I'm going to catch two.
But we're willing to give it a shot because it's focused on what we are looking for. A community.
A community?
I mean, I feel like we have to have...
Go to church. Oh, right. Get involved in the PTA.
Some guidelines for, you know...
We'll figure it out as we go. There's no rules, really.
Oh, the old, we'll
I'm
figure it out as we go.
That
always turns out
every
great.
Time. We'll figure it out as we go.
Nate's and me hanging back because I feel like we have a good enough connection and I trust his opinion. And I want him to also, that when he's meeting someone new, I want them to have those first few moments together in the bond and to get to know each other. So down the line, I can totally see me, like, jumping in and wanting to get to know them. But as far as first impressions and getting the feels out there, I trust Reese totally with that.
What was that show on HBO that was was it called Sister Wives? That was a great show to looking back on it now. It was so revolutionary, but then now TLC has come out with actual reality shows. But the actress, Chloe
Svengali?
Yeah, was in it. She played one of the wives.
Not Svengali.
No, not
Svengi. Svengi or whatever her name is. Yeah, she's beautiful. Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, God, I can't remember the name.
I think it'll be funny to kind of see you on a date with someone else because...
You want to watch me just friend zone someone else?
Yeah, kind of, because, like, you're lucky you got me.
I know.
You know, like, if I hadn't spoke up, imagine where we would be. So that's my only
worry. See, I'm already nervous just, like, thinking about it, and I don't even know if anyone's going to date me, but I mean,
wow, this guy, he's no Casanova, that's for sure. Unlike a lot of these guys who want sister wives, they're macho alpha males who are ready to stick their dick in anything that moves. This guy, not that guy.
No.
We're not like hypersexual people at this point. Like, I know there's some times that
Mr. Spicy is non-existent. This is Mr. Vanilla. Cone.
She adds the sprinkles.
I add the flair.
He is gay. There is no doubt about it. The way that he's touching her, looking at her, his affectations. I don't want to like throw the baby out with the bathwater and say everyone who has a lisp or does jazz hands every time they talk is gay, because that's I don't also want to then throw a big blanket over everyone.
Every
gay man. Like, clearly, there are very macho gay men. There are very effeminate gay men.
Well, he was in the chorus.
He was in the chorus. She was undressing him. There's no sex. He doesn't care. He doesn't like women.
Yeah, right.
But this is my plain vanilla.
I'm just the prop.
Sorry. You're so cool.
First margarita's on me. Let's go.
Margarita!
Tonight, we are baby-free, so we are going to meet up with my dear friend, Kayla.
Reese, are you wearing slippers?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Doesn't surprise me. You've been wearing slippers since high school.
Kayla's.
That's a way to get the ladies. Get them to love your slippers first.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's was called Big Love.
Oh, Big Love. Uh-huh. I do remember that. Okay, let's take a break, and when we get back, we'll get more of Reese's opinion on plural marriage.
On slippers?
Yeah, for sure.
Let me do something Brian has never done. Be brief. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Text or call us 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Then watch all the videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And finally, share the show. It's the best gift you could give a few aging podcasters. See, Brian? That really wasn't that difficult, now was it? You're welcome.
Okay, we're back. We're watching Seeking Sister Wives, and we're looking at Reese and Billie Jean's relationship. They are new this season. There's always a couple new ones, a couple old ones.
What's the old ones? So they don't start off new every season?
No, they don't start. Well, not some of them. Like, some leave, and then, you know, imagine that it's hard enough to find a sister wife, but then you have a camera crew following you around.
Right,
and a lot of them just don't work out. So I think the next season, the cameras are uninterested in following them around. But this is Reese and Billie Jean. They are new this season. This is the beginning of their journey. I want to point out that they're at a Mexican restaurant, the most colorful Mexican restaurant I've ever seen in my entire life. There are two grandmas in the background having nothing to do with this. They are drinking margaritas that are neon.
Oh, yeah.
They're neon. They are. That's not the natural color of a margarita. No. I'm sure of it.
My best friends, I've known her, since high school when we were on show choir. Her and I also went to the same college. She was in our wedding. She's like a sister to me. I mean,
but not like the sister wife sister.
Yeah, we could never. That's gross. I love her to death, but I could never. She could never be a sister wife.
Says every guy when they're attracted to another girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So how's the search been going for the sister wife?
Well, like, I'm worried because I've been out of the game. I was never really in the game.
I was going to say.
At least he's honest.
Yeah.
I like it.
One of my biggest concerns is in the past, people have said, like, assumed I was gay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. There we go. We are addressing the elephant in the room right away. I like it. Go.
I don't know what.
I mean, I remember like the first time it got brought to my attention that they were like, I thought he was gay, and I was like, well, I mean, I can see.
Oh, come on, girl. Oh, come on, girl. You knew it from the moment you met him.
Yeah.
I
can see how you would think that. Yeah, he loves the arts, and he loves humans and loves that connection, and it's not coming across to women as, hey, I want to go home with you. I think he comes off as feminine.
I think you're right about that.
Even the first time my dad met him, my dad asked if he was gay. I took him over to a family dinner.
Well, we were doing show choir moves, so I mean, it didn't help. I was flipping
jazz
her.
Hands don't help.
Yeah, I was flipping
jazz
her around.
Jazz hands don't help. Help. See, everybody's recognizing the same things.
But that's me. Like, I don't give a crap.
Yeah, because you're animated. You use your hands a lot.
Yeah. And I've got a higher voice.
A little guy. I think people just...
Sure.
Wow, this is just a beat-up session on his masculinity. Poor guy.
You're short.
You're ugly.
I mean...
You're gay. God. That's why people think you're gay. It's because you're gay.
You were a late bloomer.
Super flamboyant and loud, but that's...
This is his own wife talking. Oh, my God.
Just not...
Flamboyant.
Yeah.
You are.
The margaritas are flowing.
Yeah. The truth comes out. You're learning for the first time you're flamboyant. I highly doubt it.
Okay. No, I'm okay. I'm just taking notes.
Yes, over here.
Yes. Chicken fajita? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Oh my God, that's so delicious. Thank you.
If we're going to be like really serious about this, then like you really need to step up your game.
When the waitress comes over again, I'm going to make her blush.
Oh.
Really?
Let's see how this happens. Yes.
I mean, I can make her blush. If I was gay, I would tell everyone. I'd shout it from the rooftops. Like, no problem there. But I like the boobies too much.
That doesn't mean you're not gay. I mean. I've been friends with gay guys. One of my roommates was a gay guy. And you know what?
They can appreciate some boobs.
He loved tits more than I did.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be a little more smooth than goofy, because adult women don't want goofy. We want a man.
How's everything doing, darling, guys?
Oh, okay. Here comes a cute little waitress coming over. Now his job is to flirt with her.
The moves. Yeah.
Everything was beautiful. It is great.
Oh, my gosh. You almost
get... He's touching her in a way that just screams not super manly. I don't know.
We literally
No.
Happen.
It is so delicious. Do you cook this yourself?
I mean, I like to say
can
I
you?
Do. I could.
You
I could try.
Because I could eat this every day. So if you want to come home with us anytime and cook, let's have a party.
Oh, my God. I'm embarrassed. Yeah.
I get ass.
You know, he's probably not kidding about the you can come home with them. They are looking for a sister wife.
A sister wife? Oh.
The big question here is, like, they're saying I don't have any game. How did I do?
Yeah,
how did I do?
Okay.
I think you did great.
All right.
Honestly, I think you did great.
Also, I work for tips.
Would you ever go on a date with me?
Yeah. Also, I need your money to pay my rent.
You can be honest, please.
No.
Oh, I don't know if I could ever be a sister wife.
I've heard of it, but never actually been around people who want to, you know, move forward with that kind of life. That's a lot for me. No.
Yeah, we'll call you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, sounds good. I'll be here.
Thank you so much, beautiful.
Oh.
Throw that in.
Oh, just throw that beautiful in there. Try and macho it up a little bit.
That was a little bit
fun. That was just supposed to be
bad. Reese has a challenge ahead of him. He has Billy, which is great, but it took him a while to find Billy. And now you're starting from ground zero. This is a big task.
Okay.
Keep the jazz hands to yourself.
To yourself.
That's crazy.
Today we are on our way to my mom's house because we are going to break this news to my dad and my two cousins that we are seeking a sister wife. So we are pulling off the Band-Aid today. And I mean, I've even been afraid of just, you know, the few people that we have said something to, like, is it going to get through? Are they going to hear it?
I don't know that you should just be announcing it to everyone before.
But maybe they're doing it because they live in a small town. Maybe. I don't know. And some people might be like, why is he out there searching for dates?
Fine. Like, we're in a small town.
Okay, there you go.
So my mom, I mean, she already knows. So it's not like, and she's supportive. She at least has told us she's supportive.
I know.
I started to sweat thinking about it.
Right.
My parents, they've been divorced for 35 years, but my mom does know. She was a safe bet.
Mm-hmm. Like, definitely.
She's always going to stand by me. So that was an easy one to be able to let her in. I think religion might come into it with Christina.
I do too.
I mean, they're all going to have an opinion about it. Everyone is.
Right.
I think we're kind of going to, there's going to be a lot of judgment, but we definitely want to grow our family.
I mean, there's all kinds of different family dynamics. So to me, a sister wife, it's not weird. And I think it would be amazing to have that support. Having a bunch of powerful women raising kids sounds awesome.
I just don't think I could do this. I just don't think that I could do this. I think this is like, I think polyamory is an indication that something is wrong with the original relationship. That's my personal opinion. Not in every case, but in a lot of cases. And I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to the kids that you're going to raise. I don't know if it's fair to the people inside of the relationship. And I just don't see how the mechanics work out in the long run.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. All right, so let's get to the part where he breaks it to his family, who are super religious.
Funky.
So where's Dad and Christina and Lindsay?
They should be here anytime.
Wow, he just wants to get to it, huh?
I absolutely support Billy and Reese to seek a sister wife. It's not something I would or could do in a million years. But if it makes them happy, that's my main concern.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's blue.
It is.
It's 10 blues. Oh, maybe I don't have it
the
so bad.
The reaction is important to me because losing our support group would be detrimental.
We don't know what's going to happen, so just the unknown is always scary. It's definitely got me sweating a little bit.
Oh, so is his dad maybe not a part of the family anymore, I guess?
Well, they're divorced.
Oh, they're divorced.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they've been divorced for like 30 years.
Yeah. How are you, gorgeous?
We have kept it secret long enough, but I mean, it would be absolutely devastating if I lost my family over this.
What can I get you, Karen? I washed my hands.
No, I'm waiting.
I need to wash
honestly,
my hands.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm waiting. I'm not in any hurry.
Of course, Christina's going to remind us to wash our hands, keep everything clean.
I washed my hands also. I just did.
All right, well, guys.
After our little pizza party.
Yeah, after my pepperoni show slashed down my throat, I wanted to let you know I'm looking to stick my dick in yet even more women.
Thank you seriously all for coming. So, you know, you guys have been part of our journey as we've been growing our family, and we are going to continue growing it.
The dad already was
like,
whoa.
Yeah, the dad was like, huh? You've had more sex?
Yeah.
Tell me more, son.
Okay.
We're actually seeking a sister wife.
Crickets. The cousin thinks it's a joke.
Do you know?
Like, is this real?
Yeah.
Like two wives. Polygamy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Dad does not seem pleased.
When Reese tells me
also,
that
this is illegal.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, it's also, you know, yeah, it's also illegal.
For a sister
also
wife,
about that.
My stomach dropped, and I instantly wanted to be like, no. Why?
Well, what's your thoughts? You think you good?
It's just everything's so different.
You
nowadays.
Good?
Everything's so different nowadays. You got the gays with the gays. You got people marrying roosters. You got chickens on the countertop. It was hard enough when you guys had twins. I didn't even know you were sexual. And now you're going to have two vaginas in the same house? When I was a kid, we didn't even have one vagina in the house. We had two houses for each other.
Is that even legal?
Uncle Reed was something's going on.
We don't have to get married, yeah, but I mean...
You're only married.
We can live in sin.
Hey, I'm not judging. Billy I'm just curious.
Billy is the main one. Okay. Billy is why
the main one.
The main one.
I'm sure she loves that for herself.
Number one, queen.
So you want to like have more children with that other woman?
I mean, we want to have more babies.
So grandpa can all buy more presents. Yeah.
That guy looks like the guy from Nerds, doesn't he? Like the main character from Nerds all grown up.
What do you think? I want Christina's honest opinion about the whole thing.
What do you think?
Come on.
Well, a few things here.
I think it's confusing for children. I think that it can cause confusion in the house.
It can cause disease.
And obviously, of course, you know, we just have different views. I believe that God created man and woman, so for man and woman to be together, be married. So,
I mean, in that token, there's a lot of religions, though, that do practice that. So.
Right, but religion and spirituality is
what
different.
You believe in is well, not.
Oh, okay, so wait. So you're saying that you believe God created man and woman to be with each other, but that's not religion. That's spirituality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're. I guess I don't need to add any color commentary to that one.
What? Right?
Maybe so, but right. No. Like, there's only one Bible, right?
No, there are literally thousands of different versions of the Bible.
I think that the world we live in now, anything is welcome because we have diverted so far away from
the way things used to be, at
Jesus.
Least.
And I also think it's confusing for children to have two of the same sex parents, let alone three parents. Isn't the sister wife going to be a lesbian with you?
No.
They're like, no.
Oh, my God. Some people are so thick.
It's basically like a friend for me. I get like a built-in friend.
Like a sister.
Like a sister.
And a wife for me.
I told him, I was like, honestly, it would be great to have another set of hands. He was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah.
But really?
No, but really. And so, like, I would bring
you
it
can't
up.
You can do a nanny?
Well, I know. But yeah.
Another set of hands. I agree with that. Yeah. I don't know. Every situation is different. I'm not trying to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Every situation is different. But any time I've seen polyamory happen, it always, at least in my personal circle, seems to end in some kind of drama.
It takes a lot of work.
It takes a lot of work and a lot of understanding and a lot of, like, I think, backseating of your own natural inclination to feel something about your loved one being with someone else.
Looking for a nanny? We're wanting to grow our family, not have somebody take care of our family.
I think it's selfish because you guys are you're fulfilling your needs. You know, you guys are wanting an extra person to help you raise kids. You're wanting to build a village. You're wanting to build a family. You know, Reese is going to be getting sexual intimacy out of it. Billy's going to be getting a sister out of it. But what about the kids?
What about the kids?
Are they going to be made fun of? I know we shouldn't care what people think, but it's the harsh reality, right? Like, how are these kids going to be treated because they have two moms?
I want somebody with an emotional connection that we can get along with, that I can build a village and have and rely on, and that they know they can rely on me.
But you're assuming that relationship will always be there. Mm-hmm. That's why I think it's unfair to kids. My wife and I were talking about a friend of a friend who has now gone through his first wife passed. Now he's been through a divorce, right? And the kids are obviously not handling all of this very well, and how important it is to choose wisely when you decide to bring someone into the family, into the fold, when it comes to children, because they get attached as to parent, you know, to authority figures, to parental figures, to people who love them. And then if it's not the right person, if it's not the right mix, or if it's not the right situation, and then that person leaves, if they're not old enough to understand what's going on, that can be pretty devastating to their emotional well-being. I'm not saying that happens in every situation, but look at that Cody guy. All his children are all whacked. They're all like teaming up with this family and this wife and that guy. And none of them like Cody. No one likes Cody because Cody has managed to not give his attention to 36 different children with 17 different wives. It's a hot fucking emotional mess. And the real losers are not the women. Yes, they're losing too. I think they lost some part of their life. It's not Cody. He's a dipshit. It's those children. Mm-hmm. They are suffering in some way, shape, or form because they don't have a bond with the dad they needed. And they are now torn apart from the moms they had because they're all gone in separate directions.
Yeah.
That can be so fucking tough. So if you want to do polyamory and you're 25 years old and you're out on the New York single scene.
Yeah, go for
cool, it. Cool, dude. Yeah, no problem. It's just your emotions involved. But that's a different kind of polyamory in my opinion. That's like, you know, having fun polyamory. That's exploring sexuality. And maybe you do that for the rest of your life. But when you bring kids involved and your whole purpose is to have and raise children inside of a unit that's constantly growing with adult parental figures, you have to be fucking careful about who you choose to bring into that unit. And you have to make sure it's not just for now, it's for fucking ever. Because those kids are going to need that parent for fucking ever. Lots of divorces happen and parents manage their way through it. That's not what I'm saying. But this feels like this is not that, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's not about man or woman. I'm talking about man or woman, dog or cat. I don't care.
Yeah.
You have to be careful when you bring the fucking children in because the children are the most important thing. Children are our future, Chrissy. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Yes.
I'm on a roll today.
Yes, you are. Yeah, this show's wild. And then, to be navigating it all with cameras.
Yes.
And documenting that's the whole thing.
That's the part that really kicks me in the potatoes. But I enjoy watching it. As a fun shits and giggles show, I enjoy watching it because it's interesting to see how people are trying to navigate this. My favorite is the two, you know, the Merrimans or whatever their name is, the guy who's always picking another hot Colombian
woman. From South America.
From South America. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's got yet another one.
Are they still on?
Oh, they're on now their fourth try.
God.
They have young boys who they brought into the show from time to time. And those boys have gotten attached to woman after woman after woman.
Oh, no.
And all he does is have sex with them and then manages not to get married to them. Yeah. I mean, honestly. And he's divorced her. They're divorced.
Oh, that's right.
So that he can find that sister wife. And it's all because of God.
Oh, God. Right.
God told him. God came to him while he was working out and told him
while he was working out.
That's how he says. Yeah. He is such a dipshit, honestly. That guy is a nudnik of epic proportions. I would tell it to his face. He's selfish is what he is.
Yeah.
He's selfish. And that poor Danielle, she's just a hot fucking mess. Merrick's out looking for the next 20-year-old Brazilian with big boobs.
Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil. And Danielle's in the corner crying, divorced with children. And he doesn't care because God told him.
Yeah.
God told him.
You can't control that.
No, I guess you can't.
Especially at the gym.
Right. all right. Well, guess what God told me? God told me to tell you to give us a call. Get involved. The commercial break's got big changes coming. We want you involved. If you have any ideas for the show, we'd love to hear them. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. Also, at the commercial break on Instagram, please follow us when we start to go live from the studio. That's how you know. Follow us on Instagram or go to tcbpodcast.com. We'll try and put some information up on the website also. And you must follow us on YouTube, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. All the episodes on video and soon live. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you. And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.